The thing about the parable today in today's gospel is that Jesus could be here telling this story today in the church, and almost all of us would understand the actions of the rich man. The most explanation we might need is that a talent is a lot of money. A lot meaning enough to start a substantial business. It also doesn't begin with the words, the kingdom of heaven is like, or the kingdom of heaven will be like. It is a parable about how the real world works. There are no safe strategies. You put your money, your life, and your love at risk and hope for the best. If you try to play it safe, like the lazy servant in the parable, there is a 100% chance you will end up with nothing. But Jesus is not talking about money and is only incidentally giving good financial advice. Jesus is talking about our lives and what we do with them. The man leaving on a journey is a symbol of God, the one who gives us everything we need. His going away on a journey is a symbol of our free will, not a statement that God leaves us alone to fend for ourselves. He never leaves us. The rich man coming back is a symbol of our death when we give our lives back to him and make an accounting. I was, and still am, a lot like Martha, busy about many little things, which I want to handle on my own without God's help. I kept God in reserve for the really big stuff. As I accomplished little things, seemingly without God's help, at least three bad things happened. The first is that I began to think I was responsible for the good things that happened as a result of my hard work. The second is that I thought I was such a good planner, I could duplicate my success whenever I wanted. I could make things happen. The third is what didn't happen. I learned nothing about love from my little projects. Lessons in love came only from the suffering that accompanies loss, loneliness, and illness. The same big stuff I went to God for. St. Teresa, the little flower at 16, figured out what I am just beginning to get at 69. Going to Jesus over every little thing brought deeper lessons in love with a little less suffering and a lot more joy. The more I go to Jesus over every little thing, the easier it is to recognize his voice in the wife of my children, my wife, my grandchildren, Pope Francis, Father Dave, and even total strangers. Frequently, I can tell it's his voice because my initial reaction is no. The more I go to Jesus over every little thing, the more I understand how close he is to me and how much he wants me to experience that closeness. The more I go to Jesus over every little thing, the more I crave the sacraments of confession, Eucharist, and time spent in adoration. The more I go to Jesus over every little thing, the more I know all good comes from him, and I am just a servant following instructions using gifts received from the Father. Jesus wants to teach me how to love every day, every hour, every minute. Each day, I learn to trust Jesus a little more as he changes me. Each almost imperceptible change lessens my anxiety about the future, increases my confidence in his care for every detail, brings a little more joy into my life. For me, joy has not always been welcome, and I pushed it away. Joy was often accompanied by disorientation, watery eyes, and the feeling I was losing control. All that is still true, but I am beginning to recognize the experience as a taste of heaven. When we meet the Father, the only thing he will be interested in is whether we have become like him. Did we learn from his son, Jesus, how to love and be loved? Or did we waste our time? All of us will have to confess to wasting some time. But on seeing the Father, we will know in an instant if we learned how to love and where we belong. If we still want to crawl into his lap and tell him about our accomplishments and adventures, he will be very happy to listen. He has plenty of time.
Friends, let us ask the Lord Jesus Christ to look lovingly upon